Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Aloha, and welcome to the Daughter of God cast. Stories about the making of the longest little movie ever. With me, Dan Kelly, and it's my first featurette, 11 years in the making, now 22 weeks into the gentle release. Episode 022, Water. You know, many first features are never finished. They are just abandoned. The writer slash producer slash director just gives up. Maybe they start a new project or else stop making movies entirely. At the beginning of 2009, I said I was taking a sabbatical from the Daughter of God, handing over the project to trusted allies, redirecting my energy towards higher priorities. Simpler to say, I gave up. Episodes 020 and 021 detailed 2008's abrupt ending of treasured friendships, the heartbreak out my back window, loss of performance clients, the dip in the economy, bitter resentments building in the Prospect Heights community farm. Discouraging mojo was seeping into my Brooklyn life. Dog's post-production process seemed endless. I wanted to make the movie I set out to make, not some amateurish blob of slag. The distance between where Daughter of God was and what I envisioned completion looking like was still hundreds of hours away, perhaps thousands. Yeah, I'm drinking fucking bulletproof coffee out of a broken Soma FM mug, huh? Actually, I'll be right back. I'm going to get some more of this coffee. He's back. Hi. Hi, everybody. Whoa. Here we go. One more time.
When I'm rotoscoping, I like to listen to Soma FM.
.com. It's one of the secrets of my success. Swear to God. The temptation is to get all introspective and reveal a monumental epiphany, an introspective insight. But basically, I lost heart. I had come smack up against a sort of internal void, a dearth of self-worth. The attempt to complete Dog had defined the frontiers of my fortitude and gumption. I had exhausted the exploit of conjuring external reasons to feel good. Out of gas and coasting to a stop, in late 2008, I got the call. My friend Kai had an idea. In 2001, he had sailed his little 26-foot westerly Centaur sloop, Desire, from San Diego to Hawaii, solo. A monumental achievement. After 3 years, Kai had left Desire on top of a lava flow on the Big Island and flown back to the mainland. Now, he wanted to get Desire seaworthy again and then take her on a cruise around the islands before sailing her back to Seattle. Was I interested in sailing with him around the Hawaiian Islands and collaborating on a documentary about sustainability? Was I what? Why movie?
When I have bulletproof coffee, I make sure I drink it in my Soma FM mug. Soma FM, fueling creation across the cosmos.
Oh my God.
Unsalted pasture butter, coconut butter.
No, coconut, whatever. It's that white stuff, maple syrup, and some pretty great coffee. It's like... But I seem very calm. I don't seem jittery to you, do I? I just seem sparkly. Sparkly, I'm sparkly. Why movie? I didn't want to only engage. I wanted to awaken. That was the gist of the Why Make Movies rant in episode 021. Movies were my direct connection to hundreds of thousands, millions, maybe even billions of humans, all discovering the exhilaration and freedom of being fully alive. I was only just beginning to know this exhilaration and freedom. I knew I could know. I fully expected I was on the path of discovering or creating, pick one, an ecstatic presence. What's great about telling this story is I imagine you, the listener, you've got to be asking yourself the question, what does Dan Kelly actually know now? He's telling these stories as if he's Paramahansa Yogananda, writing his autobiography. Like he's leading up to something big, but he hasn't done any TED Talks. He's not a famous teacher like the Dalai Lama or even Tony Robbins. Is this all some sort of elaborate bluff? On and on with these stories. Where is it all going? These are just supposed to be fun stories about deciding to really live. Well, of course, there's the movie Daughter of God. That's on the menu. I'm telling these stories as raw and real as I can, not to emphasize my exceptional achievements in character, nor impart my lofty wisdom upon you, nor offer advice about life or even movie making. I'm just a guy, and dog is obscure, unknown. What I'm choosing to do here on the Daughter of God cast is have a superlative experience right now, and share this with whoever wants to come along. The specifics of my crazy path may or may not be relevant to you. My experiment here is to show that the path appears when we decide to walk it, much like the net appears when you decide to leap, and how everything then betters. I offer myself as the prototype, the proof of concept. I'm having such fabulous adventures, feeling more and more, getting access to incredible assets and capabilities in the right nows from 2004 to the present. Yes, there's a grand finale. There's the screening of this kooky little cult movie I and a few dozen others made. There's also our grand Earth epic, all of us riding around on a giant self-aware starship, so big we don't even know she's a ship or even alive. Some of us have forgotten that we are riding through the cosmos on the back of a mother whale. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Here's how I become me. That's every autobiography ever written. I set out making Daughter of God to have a phenomenal life, to live my dreams. This is the story of what happened after I made that decision. And maybe you can ask yourself, have I made this decision too? I recommend you do. Come on in. The water's fine. That's what this podcast is all about. Water. So, walking away from Daughter of God, from 4 years of work, tens of thousands of dollars invested, my own hopes and aspirations, and maybe everyone else who helped, backburnered. A new movie, traveling the Hawaiian Islands on a Mad Max sailboat, searching for sustainability. I was admitting that I wasn't enough, yet. That I didn't have enough power to finish Daughter of God. I wanted to finish, but more to the point, I wanted to be the kind of person who could finish. I wanted to be more, fiercely. I'd do anything to be more. After making some almonds are harder to skin than others, I knew I wanted to be outside, in the wilds. I wanted Earth to speak to me directly. I could feel the Earth calling. The planet was becoming ever more prominent in my awareness. Wilderness has always been a source of inspiration and awakening. I knew somehow that my more was outside, on desire. Kai and I began to correspond and build a project blog, ondesire.com. Move a tiny island and call it a boat. wrap a world with water, and call it an island. Sprout a colossal starship from rock and sunshine, and call it Earth. Boat as island, island as planet, planet as boat. I had decided not to take a jet plane to Hawaii, or maybe anywhere ever again, thanks to Jeff Gibbs. The plan was to Amtrak to California and then hitch a ride on a boat from the mainland to the islands. Any boat. First, though, I needed to either sublet my apartment or, failing that, to give it up entirely. A sublet means having a person or persons live in the apartment and pay the rent while you're away. I could easily be done with New York City, done with Brooklyn. If the city wanted me back, then a trustworthy sublet would have to be provided. I also needed to fund the production of the Hawaii expedition. I put my car and extra production gear on Craigslist. SomaFM.com. I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright, oh so pretty. Miss America can just resign. Fa la 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 la. I need you to be in January. I made trips to Beulah in January and March, laying the groundwork for my Brooklyn exodus. In late May, I still didn't have a sublet, but I had sold my Odyssey and lots of hard drives. I was transferring the entirety of my Brooklyn life to a rented Penske box truck. While carrying boxes down to the street, I got a call from the 20-something Belarusian badass Anastasia from episode 017 and 04.1. Yeah, I think she makes an appearance there as well. 004.1, excuse me. Asking if she could sublet for the summer. Talk about last minute. The city wanted me back, after all. My one remaining cat, Kitty Boy, and I struck out for Michigan on May 25th. Cat 2, Torty, was on permanent loan to friend Cynthia, who had relocated to Brooklyn. Ha! Through June, my efforts to find a boat ride across the Pacific Ocean were enthusiastic and resourceful. I had asked Steve Jobs to give the project a laptop, and he had. How hard could hitching a boat ride be? I reached out to the Transpac Sailing Race from San Diego to Hawaii, Greenpeace, the United States Merchant Marine Academy, Sailing Forums, and the container ship company Horizon. Kai had found his way back to the Big Island. His report on the condition of desire wasn't encouraging. 12:25 p.m., June 20th, 2009. Kona Dry Dock. Again. Snip. Here I am back in the same relative place again. Desire is a shambles bordering on a disaster. The 3 years of dry heat, volcanic sandstorms, intense UV, salt, ozone, acid rain from the volcano, and don't forget, the bees, have not been kind to her. Rubber is melting, turning to tar. The other day, I picked up a graduated plastic cup that I used to mix paint and epoxy. It shattered in my hand like glass. The bilges were full of rainwater and diesel. Rainwater from all the leaky deck fittings and diesel from a fuel hose somewhere between the engine and fuel tank. The whole outside of the boat is coated with a chalky white UV ray oxidation of the paints and fiberglass, metal corrosion from the salt, an acid rain, and a fine black grit everywhere from the volcanic soil blowing around. Snip. Sans transport. I do what I can with the boat. More bad news. The entire battery system is essentially fucked. I can't get any of the radios to power up even with the charger on full blast. I need to replace all 5 batteries in the 3 separate banks I have set up on Desire. At this rate, she's sinking faster than I can bail her out. Thank the powers that be that she's sitting solidly on her keels on a relatively stable concrete pad here in the Kona boatyard. Meanwhile, back in Benzie County, Michigan, Alan Vigland in Benzonia was selling his family's 16-foot Hobie catamaran. I had sailed my family's 14-foot Hobie my entire life, but I'd only been on a 16-foot a couple times. 16s are much more robust boats, with 2 sails, a main and a jib, and a trapeze that allows the crew to use their bodies as counterweights to keep the boat from flipping in high winds. When in harness and on the wire, a sailor's only contact with the Hobie would be through their feet on the edge of the trampoline and their hands on the tiller for steering and the main and jib lines for trim and speed. The rest of their body hangs out over the open water. Being on the wire is a wild rush. On June 30th, my nephew Patrick and I bought the Hobie 16 for $400 as a fun restoration project. I told Jeff Gibbs about my trouble getting to Hawaii and the decrepit state of desire. Jeff's response was, "Why are you going all the way to Hawaii? Do something locally." I had already told the entire world I was going to sail the Hawaiian Islands and make a movie about sustainability. Shit. What could I do locally that was even nearly as epic? I remember looking out in the driveway and noticing I had a 16-foot Hobie cat sitting on a trailer there. Somebody's gonna hurt someone, for the night is through. Oh, somebody's gonna come undone. Soma FM. On July 1st, I announced Around Lake Michigan via the ondesire.com blog. Dan Kelly is an artist, bon vivant, and filmmaker. In 2007, Dan solo camped for 5 days on Lake Michigan's North Manitou Island and shot Some Almonds Are Harder to Skin Than Others, a poetic manifesto for nature-worshipping tricksters. Dan has watercolored his way around India, developed software for kids, and made a slew of brilliant short films you've never heard of. His semi-hilarious blog, Holy Boners, chronicles his process. In September of 2009, Dan will launch his one-man sustainability circus, sailing solo around Lake Michigan aboard the $400 Hobie cat, Hello World. Mew, mew. Lake Michigan is an inland sea. Standing on the shores of Alberta or Point Betsy, there's no chance of seeing the western shore 80 miles across. The curvature of the earth takes Wisconsin way below the horizon. There are many shipwrecks around the coasts, dating from the 1800s to the present. Massive 600-foot ore carriers still ply her waters, often on autopilot. I would be sailing the Big Lake on a 16-foot catamaran. I named her Hello World, a nod to my days of writing code. A novice programmer's first program is to print Hello World to the screen. This would be her and my first long journey on open water. Patrick and I had 2 months to ready Hello World for the Big Lake. She was 30 years old, and the Viglins had sailed her hard. She had sustained damage from what we assumed was a trailer accident. The stern of her starboard hull was stove in, and one of the trampoline's aluminum corner brackets was cracked. She had dings and dents on her hulls and needed new sails. She was, in fact, in pretty rough shape. We knew very little about fiberglass repair and Hobie restoration, but we learned, oh yes. Much respect to West Systems, West Marine, along with members of the Hobie forums, YouTube, and Murray's Sports. Around Lake Michigan. Are you guys a part of a sustainable civilization?
You know, it is like an addiction. And totally. I think one of our presidents said it, we're addicted to fossil fuels.
Yep.
So do we lock everybody up like the Bush administration wanted to do with addicts?
You may be wondering, why do I pump? What about the future?
The future for this
sale.
Program? Oh, for sale. Well, I'd like to think that there was a big future for sale and other types of non-traditionally powered vessels.
Why? Why would you like to think that?
Have you thought about that responsibility that you have?
You go to Europe, and of course you see in Europe that they cherish antiquity.
Yep.
You know, and they don't demolish buildings. We have a different mentality in this country. Hey, what are we thinking about demolishing these remarkable buildings?
Capitalism is so huge. How are you gonna start?
What I'm having for breakfast this morning Thank you.
wishing, wanting to be one with this wilderness, to be in accord with it. And yet I'm sailing on a plastic and metal boat, and I'm skinned in oil. But it's the wanting that starts everything. The desire. On desire. What is desire? And what is it reaching for? What is it manifesting, our desire? And if my desire is to be in accord, then what about this boat and all my stuff and all our stuff? How do we keep what we like, which is being creative and having camaraderie and connection and exploring and learning and inventing? How do we keep all that and also have a life support system that's vigorous?
They went up in the Soyuz capsule to get him up there, and he stayed 5 months on the Mir space station, which was this thing that was basically, like you said, it's a life support system, creating oxygen and recycling the urine, and we're dependent upon solar panels to keep the batteries going, and it was one problem after the other, and keeping the space station cooled with the Freon and the leaks in the pipes leaking back into their breathing system. Every day they spent most of their time fixing the space station, just
wow.
so they could survive.
Wow.
See? All of the experiments were put on the back burner.
And who was that? What was
they
that?
They filled the modules, yeah. the labs and experimentation modules with the garbage and trash. Because they could get it up there, but they had no way of getting it out.
Traverse Symphony Orchestra.
You know?
Wow, wow.
The next morning, while prepping for launch, Larry Kinney illustrated the expedition's central premise with a story about the Mir space station. Move a tiny island and call it a boat. Wrap a world with water and call it an island. Sprout a colossal starship from rock and sunshine and call it Earth.
It's a life support system. Creating oxygen and recycling the urine. And we're dependent upon
solar panels
to keep the batteries going. And it was one problem after the other.
Disaster this morning. Well, the compass blew up. As it goes back and forth. But if you'll notice, there's a little piece that's not there anymore. I lost my paddle the first night.
This is my little alcohol stove, but it's malfunctioning. Yeah, so this is a bit of a problem. No more hot food after tomorrow.
And keeping the space station cooled with the Freon and the leaks in the pipes leaking back into their breathing system. Every day they spent most of their time fixing the space station.
Getting there.
Hey, wait a minute. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why are we taking off this 1 7/8 inch ball when we have a 1 7/8 inch trailer hitch?
Is that 1 7/8? I thought it was 2 inch.
All right. Now, see, that's why your initial idea to tighten it, that was actually intuitively correct.
Crazy.
Oh, we've boosted this up a little bit. Here, let's switch.
I had no idea.
Sorry, it's all good.
Yeah.
Mini-movie Evolution squeezes 2 months into 3 minutes. The frenetic efforts of Dan and Patrick to restore Hello World and prepare for a September launch. This included organizing navigation, camping, maintenance, and production kits. With the help of the Barnes family, we trailered her to Alberta's public access, where I half-sailed and half-paddled her out to Betsy Bay, and then over to the launch party on Alberta Beach. Over the next couple of days, I sailed north to Pyramid Point, ready for the crossing to my sweet goddess, North Manitou Island, and her western shore, just south of Crescent City. Then further north to the tip of the island, in a bid to cut west to Traverse City, where Jeff Gibbs was waiting to shelter me for a couple of days. Here I would iron out the last remaining wrinkles, and then strike out for Beaver Island and the Upper Peninsula, passing the point of no return. You've been listening to the Daughter of God cast, episode 022, Water. I'm having so much fun reviving the Around Lake Michigan project for this podcast. There's a lot of latent magic here, which was demonstrated when Kai called me tonight as I was about to record this episode, after not talking for 6 or so years. I had sent him a question on Facebook, and he just decided to call. We talked for about an hour. He went through the Northwest Passage on a Hobie Cat?
He went from Baffin Island, which is on the eastern side of Canada, all the way into the Pacific. When he couldn't sail, he basically used the Hobie Cat as a sled.